And before we go to Mr. Adams' report, I want to recognize Jean Jackson, who kindly deferred her time, thinking that there was a later public comment session tonight.
I was told that I could, would any of you ask if anyone would delay their time?
Yeah.
I said yes.
Well, but would you like to speak, Jane?
Pardon?
Would you like to speak?
I don't, at some point before you go home.
Now is the time.
Tomorrow,
well, tomorrow we have 30 minutes of public comment, but if you'd like to speak tonight, now would be appropriate.
And also tomorrow?
And also tomorrow. Okay.
I'm not going to bother to rise tonight. I apologize for those who couldn't hear me last night. I have a sciatic nerve that's going crazy, so I'm sitting here on a heat pad instead of full of drugs. So I hope you can hear me. I simply want to respond first to Dwayne, because I remember so well when I first met him. Apparently he had just twisted an ankle, and he was on a cane. And I thought, oh, my God, we have a general manager who's disabled. Yippee! So I went to speak to him, and his response to me was, not in my lifetime nor yours will our old mansion be accessible. I think Houston's done more with less, problems indeed, but they have done more with less than anyone else about making themselves inclusive. And it really troubles me when I hear about communities and affirmative action. I can remember back to the 50s, 60s, and 70s when there were plenty of people of color being arrested with me over issues of civil rights. I'm not encouraging that today. I know how unjust our criminal justice system is. I also know that people with disabilities of all kinds come in every single community, or what I refer to as every social DNA. One of our five stations, when I contacted them about disability programming, said, and I quote, "We don't want it. What we want is integration into every community, which is where we are." I've heard talk about we have to deal with youth. I just found out today that one of my very favorite KPFA programs, Youth Radio, is no more. Why did I like it? Because I have a long history that really should be shared. With whom? With young people. And to eliminate a program that's locally produced down the street is something I'm sure that for which there is an explanation. I just don't understand it. And so I'm asking all of you, when you think about affirmative action, that the civil rights laws in this country are now like a milk stool. There are three legs to it: race, gender, and disability. And all of you know if you knock one leg off a three-legged stool, it's going to fall. I didn't hear a word about the 30th anniversary of disability rights in this country. I don't know whether KPFA has any footage or any sound of a demonstration that made the Guinness Book of Records that protects everybody within the sound of my voice and beyond. So I plead with you, the last thing on earth I want to do is to sue Pacifica on May Day. But I am deadly serious that what I said to you back in New York with a concussion, and it was not so concussed that I don't remember it, was that, and because Bob Lederer said, "Why are you giving us so much time?" And I said, "Because the 30th anniversary is April 07, and since we seem to like anniversaries, let's not forget this one." So
thank you,
please,
Jim.
I will sit down and negotiate with all the people who can correct this problem, and it's very correctable, because the National Endowment, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and the FCC should not have been giving you a dime since 1977, and I don't want to work on cutting it off.
Thank
Makes
you, Jane.
No sense. So please remember, every one of you could have a disability. We even built KPFA so that it didn't accommodate a deaf producer newsman who was involved in the planning of the station and planned in the he was included in the planning of the building, and they built an inaccessible building around him.
Thank you, Jane. Well.